Michael Naira, he joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe, Michael. Thank you so very much for joining us here this afternoon on Irirangi Wātea. Me tuku mihi kia koe, tēnā koe.
Me koe hoki e Claudette, kia koutou katoa e taringa mai ki tēnei o tātou tai ana Wātea. O reira, tēnā tātou.
Well, the Prime Minister, she announced today the continuation of level 4 here for our whānau here in Tamaki Makaurau, a level 2 for the rest of the country. I guess I wanted to talk to you because of your mahi in the mental health space. We're doing it quite tough. Everybody that has been in lockdown is doing it quite tough, but we've got another week to go. We're experiencing some hardship at this time. Can you kind of outline for us what the stresses and pressures we might be feeling at this time?
Yeah, I guess with every announcement of the day, we get the dreaded news that comes from the government as to whether we're going to remain in lockdown or whether we're going to come out of lockdown. And what that does to our whānau, it either creates a reaction internally, which means that we're thinking about things like, will this ever end? I'm getting frustrated, I'm getting angry. Do I have to do this again, another week of this? So all these things are happening internally. Externally, we're looking at things like our own situation, like I can't stay unemployed for this long. I've got to provide kai for my whānau. I've got to manage my addiction issues. Before I went into lockdown, I had addiction issues, so I have to manage that in lockdown. And then these other things like homelessness and couch surfing and overcrowding. So all these things impact on our mental wellness. And so when the government tells us that we need to continue to be hopeful, it's pretty hard to see because it's pretty dark, the announcements that come out each day. So hopefully I can provide something for our whānau today.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so very much for that. One of the, I was just speaking with, it's another rangatira who works for Kōkiri ki Tāmaki, who said that yes, there will be an increase in the, you know, alcohol purchase as an example. I also speak with Women's Refuge. Yes, there is an increase during these times of domestic issues, but whānau are less likely to call the police at this time because there's nowhere to go. Refuge houses are closed because of that, you know, because of the numbers restrictions. So a lot of our whānau are resorting to other types of methods to help calm the stress and the nerves. But actually, those kinds of, deferments, or if they go to alcohol, they actually exacerbate the situation, would they not, Michael?
Yeah, they do, and it's not only alcohol, it's the methamphetamine use, it's also the cannabis use that our people seem to be drawn to before COVID occurred. Now that COVID's happening, it's becoming more of an issue because where am I going to access my methamphetamine? Where am I going to access my cannabis? Alcohol's free, but how do I finance that when I've got the kids at home? So all these things are occurring. But I don't think it's just for those at the bottom of the cliff. I know that there are a lot of people that don't have an addiction, but they're purchasing wine just to manage their stress levels during lockdown. So is that a good thing? No, it isn't really, because you're in a confined space. You're in overcrowded situations most of the time in Māori families, and so you're just going to cause more harm than good by consuming alcohol. So the thing is that in my role, I can't provide I can't provide quick solutions for our whānau if they've already had an addiction issue. And so when we look at things like women's refuge, when we look at things like mental health services, we need to start phoning for help, looking for help and contacting these services, because COVID-19 isn't normal. Although the government said this is our new normal, this isn't normal. This isn't normal for Aotearoa to be in a pandemic. This isn't normal for mental health specialists telling us our whānau how to get through that when mental health specialists are trying to get through it ourselves. So there's a lot of things that are going down, but I wouldn't say sit on your hands if you're struggling to put kai on the table, if you're struggling with your addictions. I'd say, you know, call these helplines, look up the Ministry of Health helplines and get the support you need ASAP.
One of the things for our whānau, of course, is our tamariki rangatahi who are at home because they can't go to kura now. And then that, you know, that means more noise, more faces, more bodies, more mouths eating the kai in the cupboards. I mean, even if without any of the you know, the levers like alcohol or drugs, I mean, that can just tear you. I mean, that can just be so traumatic for some parents and tamariki as well too. You know, just being home in a closed space, so many people, so many noises, so many people not going away.
Yeah, and that's right. There's a number of things within that question. The first thing is that our children are so used to being around their own kind, around youth, rather than around pākeke or adults all the time. They're stuck in their room. They're trying to entertain themselves. They're trying to keep away from the alcohol that's occurring in the lounge, for example, and they're trying to keep themselves entertained. But I think some of our adults don't recognise the signs of anxiety in our kids. And then sometimes that comes across in tantrums. Sometimes that comes across in anger. Sometimes that comes across in a sore puku. And all we see is that, you know, you need to toughen up and we're all in this together. But no one actually sees that as anxiety. And so when you transfer through those types of feelings to going back to school, and there's no transition for our kids from the house back to school and managing those anxieties, so that those could actually become more increased as our kids go back to school. So it becomes an educational part, not only for the whānau who are staying with our rangatahi, but also for the schools to transition our kids back into kura, to know that it's okay, to know that we've beat the virus, to know that we've got these things in place to protect ourselves. So it shouldn't be up to our kids to manage that anxiety as we move back into kura or living at home with our whānau.
Good kōrero. And so what would your general advice be for our whānau who are experiencing issues at this time?
I think whānau, I think it's a ratchet time at the moment. And you know, we hear all the mental health specialists say, you know, look at this, you know, play card games, you know, go and play chess, go for a walk and all that. And when we start to hear that all the time, we start to get immune to it, and then we start to withdraw within ourselves, or we'll get so frustrated with these messages. What I want to say to our whānau is that we need to double down on these things, double down on looking at our karakia, double down on our waiata, double down on contacting each other through Zoom. Because it's through these connections, not only with nature, but also with our whānau, that are going to get us through this. When we start to withdraw within ourselves, that's when the issues become more apparent within us, and we start to think of all the negative stuff. So my advice to our whānau, reverting back to 2020 when the first lockdown occurred and they said to do this, do that, I just want to emphasise to our whānau is to do more of that now, to do more of that now to ensure that these connections are maintained. Because if we don't continue to do these things through these tough times, is that when our mental well-being starts to decline. So do more of what we've been saying.